This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots from throughout the state. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Templeton, today, which is the International Day of Awesomeness. So that's Brian.
All right.
That's, you nailed it.
International Day of Awesomeness. Okay. Hey,
you nailed it, and you didn't even know about that.
Well, how about that? Sometimes I fail in reverse.
There you go, and sometimes I do too. Well, folks, today on Tuesdays, we normally have a veteran segment, the second segment of the show, but today, given the fact that we are at war, we're going to talk about veteran stuff and defense stuff all day. And a couple of things I'd like to mention just to start the ball rolling is our two guests today. One is going to be Casey Bertling, who is a very prominent North Alabama veteran, and she's going to talk to us about some of her many accomplishments. And in the second hour, we're going to have Clay Davis, who is also a prominent Alabama veteran, graduate of the Naval Academy, and he's going to talk about some of his efforts in Madison County, particularly on the War of Heroes Wall. But here's a couple of things that are happening in Alabama that are DOD related, and they are pretty big deals. You know, when you think of Alabama and the Department of Defense, you normally think of rockets here in Huntsville. You think of missiles and helicopters also in Huntsville. You think a little bit about helicopters down in lovely old Fort Rucker, Alabama, but probably one of the last things that crosses your minds is submarines. We have one port, and normally for submarine manufacturing to happen, it has to happen, you know, it normally happened in Connecticut, and it happened down in other places on the seaside, but there is going to be a 2.2 million square foot facility here in North Alabama that's going to be churning out submarines. So how can you churn out submarines in the old Barton Railclair plant in Barton, Alabama, just west of Muscle Shoals? How can you do that in a landlocked facility? Well, this is something that Senator, soon-to-be Governor Tuberville had placed in the big, beautiful bill. And the reason you can make submarines in Muscle Shoals is they make them a little bit differently than they used to. What they're going to do is build precision components of submarines using AI, artificial intelligence, and they're going to put them on barges, and they're going to ship them down the river, and they're going to assemble them there. So Alabama is going to become one of the leading submarine manufacturing centers in the country. Were you tracking that at all, Brian?
I was not, but I mean, you know, if we can build rockets here and send them to the coast, then why not a submarine?
Why not a submarine? Well, we're going to. And, you know, last year I was at a Alabama football game, and a sign kept popping up on the scoreboard that said buildsubmarines.com. I had no idea what that meant, but obviously there was a focus on our country building submarines. So why is that happening? Well, the global security environment regarding the undersea advantage is changing. Right now, our country has had two major type submarines, the Virginia-class attack submarines and the Columbia-class submarines that are ballistic, which are boomers, which carry nuclear weapons. The Virginia class are the workhorse. They're the attack submarines that you've probably seen in movies that track ships, gather intelligence, and can launch cruise missiles. The Columbia class is even more critical because they are the ones that are going to replace the aging fleet and enhance our nuclear deterrent. The Navy's goal is pretty ambitious. Build two Virginia-class submarines and one Columbia-class every year. But the problem is this. America's industrial base for building submarines just almost dried up at the end of the Cold War. So that's when Washington made a decision, and that's when people started seeing BuildSubmarines.com. And right here, Alstel, which is out of Mobile, is partnering with General Dynamics Electric Boat to build these submarines. High-precision modules that will be shipped down the sea. And what's going to happen also for that area is this is going to generate 1,000 jobs, more, maybe even 1,500 jobs. So what does that mean for the Alabama economy? Well, the people who build these submarines are going to be taking high-skilled, high-pay industrial jobs, welders, engineers, machinists, managers, electricians, and many, many more. And that's going to have a multiplier effect. I dare say that when this submarine manufacturing gets going, it's going to spill over into Huntsville. And the naval shipbuilding sector is already a big part of Alabama's economy, but it's going to get even bigger. And that's what I think is just kind of fascinating, is that now we're going to be known as a submarine building place also. And that's going to happen soon. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, if you're going to build spacecraft, a good model to use is submarines.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, you got to be self-contained. You've got to keep what's outside outside, and you got to keep what's inside inside. In a hostile environment, makes sense to me. We're already good at building rockets. We're already good at building spacecraft. Let's build submarines.
Well, we are going to build submarines. And there's one other little nautical thing that's happened in Alabama, which I just kind of snuck through my telescope. And that is this. Birmingham Southern College is going to be repurposed. It went out of business just a couple of years ago. And the Coast Guard is going to build and repurpose that into a training facility. And I just think that's fascinating that Birmingham is going to be one of the key places where Coast Guard training is conducted. Because not all training in the Coast Guard has to be done on the sea. And a lot of it's going to be done right here in Alabama in Birmingham Southern College. So those are two bits of nautical news you may not have been trafficking. But Alabama is going to become a leader in the submarine manufacturing business. And also, it's going to become a leader in the training of the Coast Guard. So I don't think they'll have much use for old Army people like me. But, you recall we had Seth Burton on the other day, senatorial candidate who commanded two submarines back in his day. So
I saw some billboards for him today. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of stuff for him. Maybe it's because of us putting him on the show.
The path to greatness leads right through our studio, Bill.
There you go. And speaking of going right through our studio, we're going to let a commercial go right through our studio right now. And then we're going to come back and we're going to be joined by Ms. Casey Bertling, will be with us in a bit to talk a bit about some of her veterans projects she has done. She's a great woman. Back soon.
Re-verify our range to target. One ping only.
Captain, I just...
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
But you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, and this is me, Bill Crawford. And I'm joined today with producer Brian Temple, and I have a great guest on today on our first half of Veterans Corner, and that's Miss Casey Bertling. Casey, are you with us right now?
Yes, here I am. welcome.
All right. Well, let me do a little introduction, and then we'll begin our conversation. Casey Bertling is an immigrant from the Republic of Korea. She's been married to her sweetheart for 51, going on 52 years. She has published the first and second edition of the Forgotten War Heroes, Korean War Veteran Stories, and she also published A Chance to be Born, My American Dream, and The Quest to Know God, My Redeemer Lives. I've met her as I've attended the North Alabama Veterans and Fraternal Organizations Coalition, where she was the first Asian to serve as the president. She has served as the CEO and president of the Legacy for Korean War Veterans Foundation since 2006, and she is a great supporter, her and her husband Sam, of virtually all veterans activities here in North Alabama. And what a perfect guest to have on Veterans Corner as Casey Bertling. Casey, how are you doing? Did I miss anything?
Oh, no, you did awesome. I am fantastic. It's, you know, there's some better days and some good days, some not so good days, but today is one of the days that's fantastic.
Well, it's always a good day when, as I say, you're on the green side of the grass. So let's talk. You have a lot of things you could talk about. I think probably one of the ones you're most passionate about, are your efforts for the Korean War Veterans Memorial. Tell us how that you came to be involved with that and kind of where it stands right now.
Yes. Honoring the Korean War veterans to just simply serve a hot meal was my childhood ambition that I wasn't able to do growing up in South Korea after the Korean War. In my hometown, there was a Korean War veteran became homeless. And later that I learned that he was froze to death on the street. And I just felt so awful about him dying on the street in the freezing winter. I wish I had a chance to serve him a hot meal. Although I gave him my lunch that my mother packed whenever she's able to, if we have some extra food. I gave him that, but it was cold and mostly barleys and beans. For me, at least at the end of the day, I can, you know, go home and family who loved me and have some hot soup for the dinner, but he didn't. So I wasn't able to do that, and that guilt conceived in my heart that one day if I could get hold of a $5 worth of money in my hand, I would serve hot meal to a Korean War veteran. So that ambition became reality in June 2006. So here we are. We skipped 2020 due to COVID shutdown, but this year we will celebrate our 20th annual luncheon honoring the Korean War veterans. And we also serve breakfast every month. On third Saturday at 9 o'clock, our veterans will come for a cup of coffee, Southern style biscuits with eggs and sausages or bacon, with the orange juice, and they sit down and have fellowship they absolutely loved. You know, many Korean War veterans, they served in World War II and in Vietnam. Though the Korean War veterans have been known as the Forgotten War Heroes, but they have not forgotten their war memories. So we honor them as often as possible, and many community members are supporting us. And this year, we will host our 20th annual luncheon as soon as we receive the date and confirmation from the Redstone Arsenal. And we will blast it out to everybody to come. Our annual luncheon is usually sold out within 3 weeks.
Well, when that happens, you just let me know and I will blast it out over this radio station. But I've got to do something here. I think just going right to the Korean War portion of your story is fascinating, but I think I'm not doing our listeners a service because I think there's a whole lot more to your story that we have to go back in time just a little bit and tell us how you came from Korea to here. How did that transition occur?
Well, after the Korean War in South Korea, we received a lot of goods, food, grains, clothing, you know, the country was literally flattened during the war, so we didn't have much. So most of the goods came from the United States. And when I was about 6 years old, we didn't have much. I learned that dresses, trousers, shirts, food, powder, milk, everything came from America. So in my little head, I was thinking, okay, if America has all this, they send it to my homeland, but they still have a plenty to eat and wear, that's the country I wanted to go. Because I, too, wanted to come to the United States, become a successful citizen, and share the goods with the people that are, you know, less fortunate. So through the years, and I grew up, and I studied hard and worked hard, and one day I was in the reserve and infantry tiger unit, and then later on, here comes the prince of my childhood dream, United States Army infantryman. I met him, and we got married, and here I am.
So you were in the Korean Army Reserve when you met your then soon-to-be husband, who I guess was in the American Army, right?
Yes, he was in the 2nd Infantry Division. I was in outside the 2nd Infantry Division as the Tiger Unit in Army Reserve. But that was the very, very beginning of Korean girls to join the military. So I was one of the guinea pigs, along with a few of my friends, tried out. But we weren't allowed to talk about it that much. But it's been over 50 years, you know, so I'll come out and say it.
Well, hey, I won't tell on you. How about that? So so you got married, and then where did you come to in the States? And then how did you get into your career, which I think culminated in 2017 as the head of the Soldier and Family Programs in SMDC. So take us back to your first days in America with your then new husband.
So I came to U.S. May 1976. My husband was still in Korea. He still had to finish his tour of duty, which is he served there 3.5 years when he first came. So he sent me to Korea to live with his grandparents. So I came and with our son. He was about 2. And then he got stationed in Fort Gordon. I didn't volunteer that much. Then we moved to Fort Dix, New Jersey in 1980, I think. He became drill sergeant, and I started to volunteer for his family readiness group or things like that. I wanted to learn. I wanted to become an American. If I want to be an American, I need to learn to live as an American military family. So with that experience, we moved to Fort Stewart, and from there, I volunteered again in the community for the family readiness group for his unit. We did a lot of things. And then from there, we moved to Berlin, Germany. And there I was serving again as the FRG leader and FRG members and programs and things like that. And then we moved to Homfeld, Germany. And then there I served again as a volunteer. And then I volunteer at the Army Community Service, and I learned the systems, how people write the memorandums, you know, what the words have to be. And what I did at the Home Affairs Army Community Service, I made coffee for the paying staff, and I'm not getting paid. I shred the papers, I review their documents, and I gave them critiques, what to say, how to say. That taught me tremendously. And then while doing so, I obtained a non-appropriated fund job as a recreation specialist. So I worked at the Community Activity Center, and we lived in Home Affairs for about 6 years. And my husband retired from there and continued to build my skills and abilities by volunteering. And the Army family team building was a huge, huge benefit to me because I learned a lot. And then later I was trained to become an Army Family Action Plan program. So I learned that, and then we moved to Wiesbaden, Germany. And I was introduced to volunteer. Actually, I was asked and volunteer.
Voluntold.
Yeah, people who knew me from Homfeld that I used to attend the conference. So I managed Army Family Team Building for one whole year as a volunteer for full time. And then the program was very successful. And I received a contract. I managed it. And then later, one of my volunteers was just so good. She was a family member. She was just good and she needed a job. So I gave her my contract, which means I subcontracted her and I stayed home. I gave her my check every month. Bill, sometimes when I write a check to her, I was thinking, Casey, you got to be crazy. You're giving her all your money. But, you know, I stay home for 6 months, and I wrote a check to her faithfully, and she continued to, you know, build the Army Family Team Building. And later I was hired to manage the volunteer programs at Army Community Service at the GS-7. How about that?
Hey, that's what happens when you do selfless service. That's what you were doing.
Yes. Then I moved to Defense Logistics Agency in Wiesbaden headquarters. Same grade. I served Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. Then my husband got a job from SMDC to move to Huntsville. So I came along with him on a priority placement program, and I got hired at the Civilian Personnel Center as a secretary, and from there, only worked there for 4 months, and I applied for a GS-9 position to work for Precision Fires at PEO Missiles and Space, and I got picked. I moved over there. And after a year there, I was detailed to work for General DeLoracco. At the time, he was a PEO, Missiles and Space. I worked there doing like a GS-12 job. And then while I was there, a year later, I saw a job opening at SMDC. Hey, I applied for it. I got it. So that was GS-11. So I got promoted. And I moved to SMDC, and I ran my show, man. I loved that job. That was my dream job. I hosted conferences in Colorado, hosted in Huntsville. I brought in people to volunteer. And I tell you, it was such a fun job. But all the fun things must come to an end. I retired in September 2017, and not to mention, in spring of 2016, I was selected as the Civilian Employee of the Year.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, let me, and I'm looking at your website. I see some of that stuff. So how did you become so active in the North Alabama Veterans Organization? And could you explain a bit about what that is?
Yes. So Legacy for Korean War Veterans was founded. So someone told me about that we should join the coalition. So I did. And we attended every month, you know, under different president. So in 2019, there was an opportunity for people to run for the president position, and I ran for it. There were about three of us running for the same position, and they held the election, and I was elected. And I took over the organization in January 2020 with 27 organizations under our umbrella. When I finished in 2025, in December, we have over 65 charity organizations under Veterans Coalition umbrella.
Now, and these organizations, let me interrupt just 1 second so I want to make sure our listeners know this. These organizations that were in this, in the organization where you served as president, aren't they all organizations who do something to benefit veterans in some way?
Correct. Majority of them are veterans organizations like VFW, American Legion, Vietnam Veterans of America, or different names they use to serve veterans. And then there are some organizations that are not veterans, such as Daughters of American Revolution, the DAR, and Redstone Arsenal Military and Civilians Club, the, you know, family members, women's club, known as previously. So they serve, most of them are veterans. They serve Gold Star families, veterans, anything to do with veterans, these organizations support in some way. Some, you know, like may drive them to doctor's appointment, provide them with the mobility items such as wheelchair, walker, canes, you know, things like that, and some keep their histories. Like some organizations like us, Legacy, we write books with their stories. The others, they record their stories. And it's just a tremendous blessing to watch them, how veterans organizations wanted to serve, which most of them are all veterans themselves. If either they are retired or ex-military or their spouses, they all serve. And it's not just it's fortunate, but it's a privilege and honor that you can do that because you are free to do so. Nobody is telling you. Nobody is making you do it. You are free to do. You are free to invest your resources. You are free to inspire America's future leaders. That makes the difference. And there's some religious groups as well in the Veterans Coalition because they minister to veterans. So when I look at all these veterans organizations, they are doing something. There's the resources available. Their mentorship program is available. And also there's women veterans events and programs. You know, they meet quarterly. And, I mean, you name the things that you wanted to do or you needed to have, North Alabama Veterans and Fraternal Organizations has it.
Well, I can tell you this. You may not remember this, but I have been to a couple of your meetings with as a representative of the West Point Alumni Group with my friend John Ennis. So I know what you do. I think you do a great deal of stuff. And God, you and I could go on forever, but we've run into my arch enemy in talk radio, and that is the clock. So I want to give you the last word and just tell us, you know, the most important thing that you've gotten out of your life experience, both in coming for Korea to here and also working with veterans.
The most important thing in your life to me is that you have received freely, therefore freely share with those who need, and inspire young people, equip them to become self-reliant, self-sufficient, and let them, you know, help them to be resilient. Americans are resilient. Americans are most generous. And Americans are most the strongest people in the world. And we have forces that no country can ever compare, can't even come near to our forces. And we can do all that we want to do because we are free. No one is forcing us. Cherish the freedom and acknowledge our appreciation to those who have served and those who are serving. Thank you.
Hey, I couldn't have said that better myself. That was just absolutely awesome, and I'm going to thank you for coming on here today and representing yourself and your organization very well. And you know you have my email address now, and anytime you have an event you want to promote, you just shoot me an email, and I will get it out. And thank you for your time today, Casey.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having us.
Okay, glad to have had you. And, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Truck month is on at Woody Anderson Ford. Right now, save $13,000 on 25 F-150, $9,500 on 25 Super Duty, and $5,000 on 25 Maverick. Get financing as low as 0% for 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on select models. 25 Lightning, F-150, or Super Duty, zero down payment and zero payments for 90 days. All incentives applied, off MSRP with approved credit. Offers end 3/31/26. Call 539-9441 for complete details. Nobody does truck month like Woody Anderson Ford.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
ALSR number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer, we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490, or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Not much in the way of any sunshine through the course of the afternoon. We're going to maintain the opportunity for a little bit of rain. Some of us are going to be dry on Tuesday. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 70s, only dropping into the mid 60s as we head into the overnight. Another opportunity for some strong, marginally severe thunderstorms as we head into your Wednesday. Best chance there looks like it's going to be Wednesday evening and then into the overnight. Temperatures on Wednesday climbing into the upper 60s, lower 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. That was our first guest on Veterans Day. It's not really Veterans Day, but it is on the radio show today. That was Miss K.C. Birkeland. I have met her a couple of times. She's a fascinating lady, and no better person to talk to on a Veterans Day edition or a Veterans Topic Day edition of the show. One thing that happened to me today, it happened to me about an hour ago. I was stopping for gas, and I noticed that probably earlier in the week, the gas at the place where I buy it was a little over $2.30 a gallon. And today it was $3.13. And I buy my gas at a place where it's normally probably got the most inexpensive price in town. And that caused me just to wonder about what is going on with these gas prices in general. And it made me wonder whether or not this is just these price increases are just literally an excuse for the oil companies to make money. And I'll tell you why I think that. And I'm not an oil economist. This is just what I think. I know I recall back in the days of COVID, back in the 2020 era, oil prices dropped below $2 a gallon. And at that time frame, I did not hear any of the oil companies say, we're going broke, we're losing money, we can't afford to sell gas at such a cheap price, we're going to have to lay everybody off. They didn't say a thing. And what that led me to believe is that they were still making money even when gas was selling at that price. And this is just my opinion, but it's my show, so I get to have my opinion. I think that what happens is the oil companies will take any little disruption in the economy, and this is not a little disruption, this is a major one, and they will say, hey, we will just jack the prices up every day because we have a crutch to lean on and nobody can question us on that. And yes, I know there is the pictures we constantly see on the news of the Straits of Hormuz where essentially 20% of the world's oil supply is going through that shipping lane at any part of time. And I also know that there's a fear that is factored into the shortage that causes people to possibly raise prices. And there are also expectations of those people who are in the oil business. And I do realize that you have more than the gas pump involved in the price of gas. You have refineries, fuel distribution, trucking companies, gas stations, and of course, the commodity traders a la Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And also there is speculation involved in the oil market. But I do know this, I tend to think this is true. I think we have more oil in this country than we ever have before. And I also seem to recall from my past life of other things where the president could freeze commodity prices if he wanted to. He could just say, hey, this is the price. I will use the Trading Places argument of frozen concentrated orange juice. He could just say, that's it. The price is there. It's not going to change. And I wonder why that isn't occurring now. I have no idea. But I think that those prices aren't going to go down. They're just going to get worse. The price of travel is going to get worse, be it air or by car. But I tend to hope that when this thing is over with, if what we have been told is true, then those prices might come down rapidly. But as for right now, folks, if you got to fill up your car, you better have a little extra money with you because it costs a lot more.
I'd like to share a little perspective on this and a comment as well. At one point, now this is easily 10 years ago, I had a friend that owned a couple of service stations, a couple of gas stations, and he would negotiate with who he bought his gas from. He would negotiate a price with them, but that price could change from the time he agrees to the time the fuel shows up, and he's got to pay for it right then or he doesn't get any of the load. He doesn't get any of it. And so he is stuck, and he does. He said he set prices very easily. It's a certain percentage over what I pay for it, period. Flat rate, like maybe 4%. And so the margin on that is very, very, very thin. I'm getting fuel at a gas station. He said he made most of his money from the convenience store part. The gas was, you know, made very little or break even. But the other side of it is we saw, and when there was a glut of supply during COVID and the days after, that the prices went down because nobody's buying it. So you've got to sell it for something. But every time we have a spike, and you know, it's easily over 50 cents a gallon now, just in the past week, you'll see that spike seemingly overnight or over the course of a couple of days. But it'll eventually come down, but it takes weeks and months and maybe a year to come down. Simply because they don't know. I think it's a lot to do with the oil companies are still holding that the service stations because they got to pay for it or they're going out of business. Or they're hedging their bets a little bit. Maybe there's going to be another disruption. So maybe that or, you know, just because they can. But I'm with you. I think there's more room. I think there's more wiggle room in this. And I think that if they someone who made a lot of noise during the campaign about fixing things for the common man and making groceries and other things more affordable, I think there's more that could be done, and it's just not being done.
Well, as they say, the old saying goes, gas prices go up like a rocket and come down like a feather. So
yeah,
hopefully they'll come down like a rocket.
But maybe when he's done fixing college football, he'll get to this.
Well, hey, that's just something I thought about today when I noticed that the gas prices at my pump had gone up over 50 cents in the week. But, hey, we'll go ahead and get out of here now.
And hey, if you own a gas station, call us and tell us where we're wrong. 256-382-0724. Tell me I'm talking out of my butt, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey.
Call us out, you know, because, you know, we're buying stuff at the pump just like you.
Absolutely. I did today. It was painful. So we'll be back in a bit. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Brian Tipper and also.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and
welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple.
You're too kind.
What's that?
You're too kind.
I am too kind. But I'm not going to be, I'm not a mean person. One thing I noted, this is just kind of a quick segment, but March 5th was the birthday of singer-songwriter Willis Allen Ramsey from Birmingham, Alabama. And he wrote a song called The Ballad of Spider-Man, which I'm sure everybody who grew up our age knows that song. Well, I was one time in California testing a new helicopter in the desert near Monterey and Lone Pine, not in Lone Pine, and Jolon, California. And we were out at a little pool hall having a couple of refreshing adult beverages, shooting beer and shooting pool. And Mr. Ramsey was out there.
You know, shooting beer is a whole different game.
No, we didn't shoot beer. We shot pool. And I introduced myself to him. He told me what his claim to fame was. I sang the Spider-Man song for him, and he cried.
Nice.
But he was born March 5th, and he, I guess he's Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies.
Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Here comes the Spider-Man. So,
oh, man.
Brings back memories, doesn't it?
You've met a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, and so when we come back, our second guest of the day is going to be Clay Travis, who is, Clay Davis, who is a big-time proponent of the Veterans Museum and actually the Hall of Heroes. God, did I?
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with USSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the USSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.usssa.com. That's alfastpitch.usssa.com.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are attempting to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as investors take comfort that oil prices are easing on expectations that the Middle East conflict could come to a sooner than expected end. Tech is the best performer among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, while energy is lagging, and shares of Oracle are down nearly 1%. The software provider is slated to report its latest quarterly results after the bell today. Investors anticipate that the event could lead to a big move in Oracle stock. And shares of Hims & Hers Health are climbing 3%, adding to steep gains from the previous session after Hims unveiled a partnership with Novo Nordisk to sell branded GLP-1 drugs through its online pharmacy. The move ends a long-standing feud between the two companies and has led to a handful of stock upgrades for Hims. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Two student newspapers that were suspended a few months ago at the University of Alabama are now making a comeback under independent leadership. The University of Alabama chose to suspend the two magazines named 1956 and Alice in order to avoid conflict with the Department of Justice and its advisory to continue institutional neutrality and avoid anti-discrimination laws. The student media editorial board called this decision mass censorship that must be resisted. An outside group has now raised money for the publication to continue forward. The first printing of the two magazines will be this spring. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
GE Aerospace is planning to invest $1 billion in various U.S.-based manufacturing facilities, which includes two facilities here in Alabama, Huntsville and Auburn. GE Aerospace will invest $55 million in the already existing site in Huntsville. This will go for more production equipment and upgrades to the building. The current Huntsville facility manufactures ceramic matrix composites that outperform regular metals in high heat situations. A missing Bayou Labatre man has been located alive in the state of Mississippi. 85-year-old Moses Harbison was reported missing by police on Sunday afternoon after last being seen at the Odd Fellows Cemetery in Bayou Labatre. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
It's an amazing time in our industry. Things are changing so rapidly. With digital signatures and workflow software, we help our customers work from anywhere. This helps you save time and money and upgrade your technology. Like I said, it's an amazing time to watch our customers grow and succeed.
Just ask anyone. The Lyle-C Group.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 60s. A mostly cloudy sky as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s, lower 80s. Another opportunity for some strong and severe thunderstorms Wednesday evening as we head into the overnight, early into your Thursday morning.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is The Point with Bill Crawford. On Talk Radio WZZN, a compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. This is Talk Radio WZZN. Apologize for being a little stumbled brain a minute ago. Our upcoming guest is going to be Clay Davis, not Clay Travis. Clay Travis does many other things on radio, but coming on the show today with us is not one of those. And what we're going to talk about, and what Clay's going to talk a bit to us about, is the Madison County Military Heritage Commission. This commission was founded in 75, and it had a real simple mission: discover, preserve, and honor the military history of the people of Madison County, which includes all branches of the service, soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who served in every conflict going back throughout the history of the country. And when you think about it, this community has a lot of people who have significantly contributed to that history. Good Lord, I have got tongue-tied today. One of the key figures behind this commission was legendary Madison County leader James Record, who was often nicknamed Mr. Madison County. He served in the Army Air Corps during World War II and later became chairman of the Madison County Commission. And one of the projects he cared deeply about was recognizing and honoring local military heroes. And out of that effort came something truly unique, and that's the Madison County Hall of Heroes. This hall is located in the Madison County Courthouse, and it recognizes local veterans who have received medals for valor in combat. They're not just names from the history books. These are men and women who live, work, eat, and breathe here in Madison, Harvest, New Market, and in all the places of this community. Each year, the commission holds an induction ceremony, normally connected to Veterans Week, which is in June during Huntsville. Families gather, stories are told, and veterans are honored. And the commission does not just stop with ceremonies honoring veterans. Another major effort of this commission is to build a permanent historical archive of Madison County veterans. The organization collects military records, personal stories, photographs, and service history so that future generations can understand the role that our citizenry here played in defending the nation. Somewhere in those archives, there may be a story of a young soldier from Madison County who landed in Normandy, or fought in the Korean War, or flew missions over Vietnam, or deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. Those stories matter, and they will continue to matter. The commission also works closely with community events in Veterans Week in Huntsville, which includes the Veterans Day Parade downtown. By the way, I've been a judge of that parade for the last 2 years and hope to continue to do so. The annual Veterans Breakfast, the Hall of Heroes Dinner at the Von Braun Center. These events help bind our community together. They bring together both veterans groups, families, and citizens from across North Alabama. Our local leaders normally participate in all of these events, including our mayor, Tommy Battle, and the members of the Madison County Commission. They regularly recognize the roles veterans play in shaping this community. And folks, let's be honest, Huntsville, Alabama is a military town. That's one reason my other radio show, Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff, which is a show that highlights on Army football, that's one reason it's lasted for 15 years. A lot of people here listen to Army football, but between Redstone Arsenal, the defense industry, and the thousands of veterans here in Madison County, we are one of the strongest military communities in America. But if you ignore history, history will fade away. That's why the Madison County Military Heritage Commission is important. They make sure that when future generations walk through the courthouse or know and are informed of Veterans Day's events, that they will remember, hopefully, what our veterans have done for this town. They're not looking at distant legends. They're looking at their neighbors, their citizens, their friends, their teachers, their clergymen, their engineers, and their business owners. They're talking about people who left this community, served the country, and then came back. And in a place like Huntsville, where the national defense has helped build this local and the nation's economy, remembering our military heritage is not just about history. It's not just something you read in a book. It's about the identity of Huntsville, Alabama. And the Madison County Military Heritage Commission reminds us that the Rocket City did not just grow out of technology and science, rather it grew into technology and science. It was built on self-sacrifice, service, and the commitment of generations upon generations of Americans who actually answered the call when their country needed them. And one of the guys that we're going to talk to in a minute is a key member of that. In fact, he is the president of the board of directors of the Madison County Military Heritage Commission. He's also a graduate of the Naval Academy. And to me, as a graduate of West Point, that means he's a friend 364 days of the year and an enemy on one. But we're going to have Clay come on and tell us a bit about what he does and what that commission does and what his role in it is, and some of the events that they offer that you can attend, and also how you can go see some of the things that they have produced. And I'm looking forward to, I think, you know, I looked at Clay's picture and his bio, and I know this guy from somewhere. We've done too many of the similar things out on the arsenal not to have crossed paths before. And we will soon explore that little relationship and talk about his role in the Huntsville-Madison County Military Heritage Commission and the things that he has done to help, he and his commission have done to help honor our veterans here in the Huntsville area. And so if that's okay, Brian, I'll go ahead and take a break now, and then we'll come back and we'll have Clay Davis with us shortly.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Yeah.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. You can give us a call if you got a quarter in your pocket. I think that still works on the phone. 256-382-0724. I know that worked on a phone when I grew up in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and I bet where Clay Davis grew up in Holly Springs, Mississippi, you could put a dime or a quarter in the phone and call somebody too. Clay, how are you doing?
Good. Well, that's if you could find a phone out in the country.
Yeah, if you could find one, that would be a great thing. Well, Clay, I've already given a bit of an introduction to you, but I will highlight a couple of things, and then I'm going to let you cover what I missed. Clay is a graduate of the United States Naval Academy from 1994, and we can be civil to one another on the radio, I think, because I'm a graduate of West Point. But I will have to say this, go Army beat Navy, and you can respond if you want.
Well, of course, because it is go Navy beat Army is the way that goes, and we can get along as long as it's not the first weekend in December.
That's absolutely right. Well, Clay, when you graduated from Annapolis, did you go immediately into flight training? Because when I graduated from West Point, that was not the case. I had to go learn how to be a field artillery officer before going to flight school. How does that work in the Navy?
For the Navy Marine Corps, well, the Marine Corps has to go to, all officers have to go to the basic school, which we also have something in common is we both have a son that went to our respective service academy. So my oldest son, Plato II, went to Navy, graduated 21, but he did the harder path. First off, he did 2 years of Marine Military here in Alabama, and then went to Annapolis. So he did the 6-year program. I did the 5-year program with NAPS. And then he went Marine Corps, and he's at flight school right now. They got to go to the basic school, learn how to be a Marine platoon leader first, and then they go into their training. For Navy, we go straight to flight school, unless you have some other gig, in which case I did a year at the Joint Military Intelligence College, which was an opportunity that popped up to go get a postgraduate work in intelligence before I launched into my aviation career.
Well, now, in your aviation career, and we're going to get into our main topic, but I just want to let the listeners get to know you just a little bit better. So you were, I assume, like I was, you were a rotary wing aviator, never ventured off in the land of fixed wing, correct?
Just in training. We trained in the mighty T-34 Turbo Mentor for primary, then transitioned over to helos for advanced training. All in the panhandle of Florida, Laura, Alabama there. And then went out off into the flight 60s.
Well, now, when you say in the lower Alabama panhandle, you didn't do your flight training at Rucker, did you? I would assume y'all did that in the Pensacola area.
It was Pensacola, although Pensacola uses a lot of outlying fields like Bruton and Evergreen near Rucker. So, once in a while we'd go into Rucker and get fuel or shoot approaches there, but usually they wouldn't let the Navy guys in there. They were busy enough doing their own thing.
Well, I would have to say this. I would much rather have done my flight training in Pensacola than in lovely Fort Rucker in Daleville, Alabama. So you spent, what, a full career as a rotary wing aviator in the Navy, and when did you get out?
I did, although I transitioned partway through to 7 years operational, then transitioned to acquisition. I did the remainder of my career in the acquisition corps. I did get 2 flying billets out of that, though, which was great, doing production and test flying, and then retired in 2018, and been in industry since.
Well, and one other thing that my son has in common with you is he, a couple of years ago, completed a tour at the Naval Postgrad School, where he didn't get the same degree you had. He got a degree as a ORSA and actually is stationed here at Redstone Arsenal performing his trade. So after you retired, then did you eventually – I guess you went many, many places before you came back to Huntsville, but what brought you back towards Huntsville, Alabama?
So my post command tour, I was detailed down here as the Navy lead for Hellfire and JAGM, Joint Air Ground Missile. A lot of folks don't realize, of course, the Hellfire missile is used across all the armed services, but they're procured through Army contracts. So the Navy works with the Army to make sure that all of those missiles meet Navy and Marine Corps requirements as well. So I was down here to make sure that Navy equities were, taken care of in that program as we were getting the next iteration of Hellfire, which is Joint Air Ground Missile, which is fielded today, thankfully. Out to the fleet to the Army. And then from there, did a tour at Missile Defense Agency before I retired. So we got down here, whole family fell in love with the place. And, as most folks do once they get down here, I had been down here before actually negotiating, 860 contracts with the Army years ago. So I had a little taste of Huntsville, but then once we got down here, stationed here, we decided to hang up our fleets, with the Navy and stay here full time. So, we got 26 acres out in New Hope and love it.
Well, that's amazing. As I look at your biography, the things you did, I'm amazed our paths never crossed because I worked in many of those areas. I worked PEO aviation, AMRDEC, missiles, helicopters, you name it. And it's a lot. It's a fun way to make a living if you've got rotary wing aviation in your blood and you don't want to let it get out of your blood for a few years. So we both left that. And then I guess you had a calling to go help with veterans activities here in our area. Tell us how you became involved in that.
Yeah, well, it's a neat story. So when I was at the Naval Academy, I was involved in a group called Officers Christian Fellowship, and the officer rep who, so typically the extracurricular activities at the academies, I'm sure it's the same way at West Point, usually have either faculty or a military advisor. And so my military advisor for OCF was at the time Major Bob Marshall, who was a frog pilot, H-46s, for those that don't know that vernacular. In the Marine Corps, and then he and his wife mentored my, future now wife at the time, and then has, diverged with their careers. Both wound up here in Huntsville. He retired from Marine Corps, was working for PO Aviation, and then for Torch Technologies. And then when I was at MDA, someone from the PO office called and said, hey, there's this organization, an event down at the courthouse, and they want to have representatives from each active service there, and you're like one of like two Navy guys in the entire North Alabama area.
Yeah, really?
You'd be willing to come do this. And I said, absolutely, I'd love to. So I was window dressing for what was then the unveiling of the upgraded display cases at the county courthouse for the Hall of Heroes for Madison County Military Heritage Commission, where Mike Rose and Mike Sprayberry's Medals of Honor were displayed there in the courthouse, honoring them as new entrants, honorees with both the Hall of Heroes as well as, of course, with the Medal of Honor. So then I ran into my old mentor, and I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, well, we moved down here, and we've been living and doing our thing, So he said, maybe you should come see what's going on. So he got me to come to a board meeting and then got me wrangled to get me on the board of the Military Heritage Commission. And then, sadly, he got stage 4 pancreatic cancer and fought it, just heroically, was really strong and did very, very well for a couple of years. I'm dating myself now. I think it was 2019. Is when he passed. And then I just felt the call that I needed to honor him and his, just friendship and mentorship and leadership for me, and step into the role of the president of the commission. So I've been doing that ever since, and absolutely have a fantastic, amazing board of directors of mostly Vietnam vets, but also guys from Desert Storm, and GWAT era, and just really enjoy being able to inspire, hopefully, the community and the next generation understanding our military heritage, and specifically it pertains to this amazing place we live here in Madison County.
Hey, but before we, I want to digress just for 1 second because you mentioned that there were only a couple of Naval Academy guys here in town. You're one that I know, and there was another one named Bill Marriott who was in SES in AMCOM. And Bill, Bill, I don't know if you know him, but when I was
at, I know Bill very well. Sure do. Yep.
Well, when I was at West Point as a sophomore, he had been detailed on the exchange program between Annapolis and West Point, and he was my squad leader. So, I know the other Naval Academy guy here, and he was a good guy. He is a good squad leader. He was a little recalcitrant to discipline us because he didn't want to get a bad name for Annapolis, but, that's my Naval Academy guy. Plus my dad's, USNA, class of 1954. He recently passed, but, so I'm not just a West Point guy. So now let's dip back into the, Military Heritage Commission. You are the chairman of that commission. Tell us a little bit about how many people are on your board, how they got selected, and, kind of what a volunteer member for that organization does.
Yeah, thanks. So, interestingly, the Bill Marriott connection, a couple years ago, he was the chairman of the group that puts on the annual veterans event that I'll talk about here in a minute. So that's a cool segue. But yeah, we've got, 10 right now. We just lost, unfortunately, another one, to cancer. Seems to be a trend. We need to stop that. We've got 10 members on our board and we like to have folks on our board who are Hall of Heroes inductees, and I'll explain that in a minute too. But they don't have to be because I'm not. Basically, folks that have a heart for veterans, for history and heritage, and freedom, and really educating the next generation on the price of freedom and the fact that our freedoms aren't free, and they are given to us by God, but they're protected by really each and every one of us is citizens of, this republic that we live in. So, we really want to, just make sure that through remembrance, recognition, and education, which are our three pillars, that we locate, folks that are Madison County residents, which means either they entered service from Madison County, they've been here, they've lived here cumulative 5 years, or at least three of the past, the past 3 years, and have been awarded a Valor Award, an individual Valor Award in combat. And so the folks on our board, we basically work to get the word out of what we do. We identify those heroes, and we encourage them to apply. And if anyone of your listeners knows anyone who is a Madison County resident, meets that criteria I talked about, and has earned a Valor Award, please have them contact us. And we're also this year expanding a little bit. We're looking at another category that if you actually served in combat and have a combat service designation, such as a combat action ribbon or a combat infantry badge or something like that, we're going to want to recognize those folks as well. But if folks can let us know, then we nominate, go through a package of data to make sure that they meet the criteria. It's very stringent criteria. And then voted and inducted in the Hall of Heroes, which we do every year at the Veterans Dinner, which, of course, in North Alabama, we don't do Veterans Day. We do Veterans Week. So we've got a collection of activities. So they're honored at the Veterans Dinner. And then they're also honored at the Veterans Breakfast before the parade. And then they get to ride in the parade and get honored in the parade every year on Veterans Day. And so all those activities that we do, up to and including a new scholarship program that we just launched, that I'll take a breath and talk about in a minute, but all those things we do to recognize those veterans, remember their service and their sacrifice, as well as their families, and make sure that the community at large, but especially our youth, are educated to their service and what it means to them, them as being citizens of this country.
All right. Now, one thing just for a little clarity, not all of our listeners are military folks like you and I. So if they perhaps have a relative or a parent or someone who was in the service and they've seen them in their uniform or seen their rack of ribbons and don't know what a Valor Medal is, just give an example of some of those. So if people have heard their folks and friends talk about it, they may know exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. So, hopefully, a lot of folks do know that they're, anytime they've ever seen any military person on television, they've got this, colorful collection of ribbons and things on their chest. And those can be anything from a unit, so the group that they were assigned to. It can be an award given to that unit. It can be an individual meritorious award. You did something, well, either administratively or even operationally, and be given an award medal or a ribbon for that. But there are very particular circumstances where service members in combat operations show some particular type of individual heroism or valor. And so in those instances, they are awarded what we call the Valor Awards. And so those are things like a Bronze Star with a V device. You can get a Bronze Star, which typically, like when I was in Afghanistan, if we were at a forward operating base or FOB, and we would, be subject to rocket attacks, and we would be responding back with mortars and that kind of thing. If you were involved in those operations, you potentially or typically would get a Bronze Star. But if you actually, picked up the mortar that landed that didn't go off and then threw it back over the fence to save everybody, well, that would probably get you a Bronze Star with a V. So that's kind of the distinction. And there are air medals for aviators, and those also can get a Valor V device to designate that. Silver Star, by its nature, what a Silver Star is a Valor Award because it's for individual valor, Distinguished Service Cross, and then, of course, the Congressional Medal of Honor, which many people are familiar with. So depending on the type of action you were in and the actual, circumstances of your of your action and what you did, and from a valor standpoint, depends on the level of award that you're given.
Well, hey, we're gonna.
Hope that helps.
It did indeed. We're going to have the clock is going to be tapping over my shoulder in about 4 minutes. So give us a description of the events that you guys put on here in Huntsville, maybe starting with the upcoming Veterans Week.
Absolutely. So usually a day or two before the Veterans Day is the annual Veterans Dinner, and it's usually attended by it's a sponsor event, so we get corporate sponsors, and any dollars, there's no dollar too small, so anything from a few hundred dollars up to several thousand, depending on the ability. But we take sponsorships so that we can afford to put on the event and get veterans to attend for free if we can. All the redstone brass usually shows up, of course, when there's not a government shutdown, of course. But then at that event, our organization, Military Heritage Commission, inducts our members into the Hall of Heroes, and then in a ceremony, and then the North Alabama Veterans Fraternal Organizations Coalition also presents awards for Veteran of the Year, Veteran Organization of the Year, and Veteran Lifetime Achievement Award, so Veteran Service Lifetime Achievement Award. So we partner with NAFOC and do other events throughout the year, prayer breakfast during Armed Forces Week. But then we also, like I said, there's the Veterans Dinner, which is very special, dress up the event. And then the Veterans Breakfast is the morning of the Veterans Parade, which is always on November 11th, Veterans Day. And then the Veterans Parade, which give or take every year is typically the first or second largest, Veterans Parade in the country. I think this year we have 170 entries, and our Hall of Heroes ride in Jeeps from Rocket City Wranglers and both wave at them and get that experience to be honored as well.
Oh, I can pretty much tell you exactly how many members are in that parade because for the last 2 years I've been one of the judges. But so
there you go.
That's a lot of fun. It is a hard thing to judge though because there's so many good events. But go ahead and continue on with some more of your events. I just had to stick that in there.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad you do that because again, it's a great event and it's just a wonderful thing to bring the community together. and the support we get from businesses downtown and the, you know, in the city and the county and everything is just phenomenal. So, we're thankful to do that. The other thing is that we have what we call the Price of Freedom Program, and that has a couple aspects. The first is that we have our Hall of Heroes members, will actually partner with the local schools, and we try to get events where we can come in and speak to the students, do Q&As, panels, that type of thing. Because the, a lot of people notice, like, the history and civics and social studies curricula is mandated by the state. However, it's not part of any state, or federal, funding or testing. So being able to augment, the curricula with, history and civics, that kind of thing is very important. The other thing that we did, like I said, we just started a scholarship program called the Price of Freedom Scholarship Program, named in honor of Lieutenant Colonel Bob Marshall, my predecessor. And that program is where we find high school students from Madison County, private, public, homeschool, doesn't matter, as long as you're a high school student in Madison County. We have them pick a veteran, do an essay. We grade the essays, which we're in the process of doing right now as we speak. And then out of those, we get the top three to do an oral presentation. And then out of that, then the first prize is $5,000, second is $3,000, and then the third is $2,000. So significant cash prizes for doing research and scholarship on a local veteran so that the students can, you know, actually do some, you know, get some academic rigor out of that, you know, as well as being able to earn a scholarship. So, again, just another way we can educate the students to give back to the community and really, you know, try to continue to foster that awareness of the heritage and history of Madison County.
Well, let me ask you this, Clay. We're about to run out of time here. Got a couple of minutes. What should people in the community have their eye on next as far as a veterans activity that they can either participate in or observe?
Yeah, so the first thing coming up is going to be in June. We can get the dates out. They'll be out if you go to NAVFOC.org. That'll have information on the Armed Forces Prayer Breakfast that we're involved in. And then, of course, there's things that go on for Armed Forces Week, but Armed Forces Prayer Breakfast is in the community. It's a fantastic event. We invite all the base chaplains out, and we have a time of prayer for the community and our armed forces and their families. And then after that, then coming up, like in August is our cutoff, so if anybody has anybody that they want to nominate for Hall of Heroes, please get those nomination packages into us or contact us, and we can reach out to the veteran and see if we can get them to put in an application. And then, you know, just please, you know, like I said, as we're trying to fund the scholarship program and, you know, fund our other activities, we certainly welcome you to go visit our website, mcmhc.us, mcmhc.us. All the information is there about our mission, who we are, what we do, the scholarship program. There's a link to that. And so certainly contact me through that. There's a contact form. You reach out to me, get involved with helping you to volunteer and with the schools and with the veterans and also certainly, you know, any donations to help our mission. We are certainly very thankful for that.
Well, hey, I think that's a great organization. I may need to get involved in that myself. I'm not a combat veteran, so I'm not a candidate for the Hall of Heroes, but I certainly know many people who are, I think, including my neighbor, Paul Kyle, who was inducted a couple of years ago. So it's a great honor for people to get, and I thank you for sharing some time with us today, and you do the Naval Academy justice to tell Bill Marriott his old squad member did okay in life, and it's good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Bill. Anytime I can talk about what we're doing at the Heritage Commission, it's a privilege. So thank you for all you do for the community, and anything else I can do to help you, please reach out and let me know.
Okay, and we will let you go, Clay. Thank you very much. Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and while he's still hanging on, I got to say, go Army, beat Navy, and then we'll get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. We stay warm as we head into the overnight. Temperatures only dropping into the mid and upper 60s. A mostly cloudy sky as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s, lower 80s. Another opportunity for some strong and severe thunderstorms Wednesday evening as we head into the overnight, early into your Thursday morning.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford. This is The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Templeton. We are glad to have you with us today. That was Mr. Clay Davis on with us prior, talking about some of the great things that the veterans organizations in this town do.
It was good to hear that.
Back in a former life when I worked for Channel 48, one of my responsibilities was setting up the TV broadcast of the Veterans Day Parade, and we would participate in all the Veterans Week's activities. But the main thing we would do is broadcast live on television the Veterans Day Parade, and we would interview different veterans and for little vignettes to run during the parade and things. It was great, and it was one of my favorite things to do every year. And I'm glad for people like Clay Davis who are doing this work and honoring these people.
Absolutely. And folks, if you're listening out there and you know of a veteran who has a story that you would like to be told, Tuesday is Veterans Corner, and you can just give myself or Brian a call, and we'll do our best to get that story on the air.
Absolutely.
And you know, Brian, you mentioned the Veterans Day Parade. For the past 2 years, I have been selected to be a judge. And I'll tell you one thing that's hard to do when you're like judging a high school marching band mm-hmm. or an ROTC unit, or mm-hmm. you're judging the automobiles that come through.
Right.
And there ain't no bad ones.
Exactly.
They're all good. And you go, how in the world am I going to select these? But somehow we always figure out a way to pick a winner in all the many categories we have. And it's a lot of fun, you know, especially if you have good weather. The first year I did it, it was mighty chilly. And that was not the most enjoyable thing, but it was very rewarding nonetheless.
I've done it when I froze. I've done it when I was sweltering, stood in the rain. All this, but you know, everybody had a big smile on their faces. One thing we'd love to do, and that's one thing this town does, it shows up and shows out for our veterans.
It does indeed. And you know, Veterans Day, by the way, started in Birmingham, Alabama.
Did it?
Yes, it did indeed.
You know, well, I learned something new every day from you, Bill.
Well, it actually started, a congressman from down there got it started in Congress, and you know, right. It's on the reason it's on November the 11th is because of the armistice in World War One, which
Armistice
was on
Day, 11th day of the 11th day of the 11th month and 11th hour and 11th minute.
Exactly right. And if you
that's when we would have, and the cannon would always fire, and that's when we would start the parade, 11-11 on 11-11.
And guess what? That's what they still do.
Fantastic.
And if you go to many veterans clubs, such as the VFW and the AMVETS, they always have a clock that's set exactly to 11 o'clock. So
nice.
It's just one of the things they do. So, folks, we hope you enjoyed veterans activities with Miss Bertling and also with Clay Davis.
And if you know someone with a story, we'd love to hear it. 256-382-0724. Bill's got his email address everywhere. Just reach out and tell us. We want to honor these people. And, you know, sometimes it's hard because sometimes a lot of these people, they, especially the World War II veterans, they just, you know, they got done, came home, went back to work. And they didn't. I know my grandfather really didn't talk a whole lot about it. Well, and just it was just something he did.
And one thing, the World War II veterans, they are slowly but surely departing our ranks.
Yep.
But there's still some out there. Lots of Vietnam veterans, lots of Korean War veterans, and certainly lots of Afghani and Iraqi War veterans.
Okay, doing a little planning here. Let's bring everybody along. Do you know anybody that's still serving veterans?
Absolutely.
And the Honor Flight?
Honor Flight, I don't, but that's somebody we need to bring on this show.
Exactly, because let them go and see the memorials in Washington, D.C., go to Arlington Cemetery and honor their fallen comrades. It's a great thing. I know some people who have done and gone along with it. Marie Waxell, who's over at Way 31 now, Lee Marshall, who's doing the Kids to Love Foundation, but when she was at 19 and before that, when she was with me at 48, we would go and highlight these guys as they go, and it's a great organization. If you know someone from Honor Flight, we'd love to talk to you, and especially since we do Tuesdays, we do Veterans Corner, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. Just give us a call, let us know, we'll put them on the air, and we'd love to hear their story.
I can't believe I asked if you knew someone from still serving veterans. We've interviewed several people from them.
Yeah, we've had them on twice.
You see, your brain fart's floating over here, man.
Uh-oh. Well, you said a word I didn't say earlier, but that's okay.
There you go.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get out of here, and then we'll come back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio
WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer, we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490, or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction, a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, The Point with Bill Crawford. This is Bill Crawford along with producer Brian Templeton. We're getting ready to close it out for today. We hope you enjoyed our show today. We had Miss Bertling on, and she is a veterans extraordinaire with a great life story, and she does many things to help the veterans in this company, as did Mr. Clay Davis, who we had on after her, and just telling the many things he's done as a great graduate of the United States Naval Academy and a former helicopter pilot. Tomorrow, we're going to go back to a kind of sort of normal programming for us. Wednesday afternoon, our first guest is, as always, the editor of the Redstone Rocket, Skip Vaughn, who can tell us what's happening out there these days as we're in a wartime status. And also, we're going to have Josh Carey of the Trash Pandas.
Live from Toyota Field, by the way.
That's exactly right. And we are the home of the Trash Pandas on Talk Radio WZZN. And so we look forward to having Josh with us tomorrow and look forward to having you with us too. And we'd like to thank you for being here. And tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell them to tune us in. Call us up if they want to and suggest some programming ideas. We'd love to get some suggestions, and we'd love to have you, and we appreciate you listening. I'm glad I could get that out. So, folks, as always, I say this. No matter where you are and no matter what you're doing, there's many, many members of the armed services who are standing a watch today and in combat today so you can enjoy the life you live in this great country of ours. This is Bill Crawford. God bless America and goodbye.